the technology that I'm using, it's like I will continue to broadcast classes even if I'm back in the building next fall, because I liked what that created. It actually created a very homogeneous experience, whether you were at home or whether you were in the classroom. And I liked that. I liked those moments where a kid needed a little extra tutoring help and they would just come into the Zoom link and I could share things more effectively that way than I could if they were in the classroom. And so I was finding some real benefits to it. But then you keep getting that pushback. It's like, school is only school if they're in the building, right? It's not real school. It's not, I've had administrators use that phrase. Well, it's not real school if we're hybrid. It's like, I actually have covered more material than I would have. Maybe the only person who could say that was like, and you're telling me, it's like, you do not tell me that what I'm doing isn't real school. Do not, you know, do not tell me when we were doing this for the very first time last spring and I'm up here and my mother's internet isn't strong enough to do a Google call because it's a little old lady internet, right? You get to watch, you know, Elvis Presley on YouTube and that's all you need, right? So I was literally driving over to the church and because the building was closed, but I had the internet account. So I was teaching from my car, 15 degrees out, and I'm all bundled up in scarves and stuff and teaching calculus from the parking lot of the church. You know what? They did fine.